allow yourselves to glow. So when they're saying glow, what they're talking about is the light, and they're saying, can you imagine? In other words, the more you can imagine a symphony, the more you can imagine surround sound, the more you can imagine truth exposed. Truth exposed is opening up to the truth of self. So when I receive everyone, everyone's being displayed with a halo, meaning that the light's being increased, so, and all good favor is coming upon you. When they're saying good favor, they don't mean like, oh, you're going to be lucky everywhere you go, though you may. But good favor is that allowing the light to shine. In other words, this glow, this heavenly exchange is going to bring you sweet prophecy. In other words, it's waking you up to your higher self, to your higher place, to your higher establishment. So when I just said higher establishment, the amount of blue orbs is just so incredibly fantastic. There are no other words for it. So this is what's surrounding us, and this is what's giving us our heavenly glow, and this is what's giving us our energy exchange. So we want to remember everything we experience by consciousness. And so as we take ourselves higher, in other words, as we open up to our illuminated existence, we again reside on a multitude of realities in different vibrational realms and different vibrational energy source experiences. So when we open up to our brightest advantage, then the opportunity that unfolds, the opportunity that proceeds, will delight us, because what we bring forth, what we manifest, is in relationship to our light. It's in relationship to who we now realize we are, who we now recognize ourselves to be. So here we go again. Allow yourselves to glow. It's so interesting. They've never said that before. But when they're saying that, when I'm looking at everyone, you literally have a halo. So this is the whole point, is that this light brings you new information. This light brings you new gifting. So they want me to explain this. So the new information is, you can be in a situation you're in all day long, every day. But when we open up to heaven's glance, meaning when we open up to our sunshine at last, meaning when we open up to a ray of establishment, meaning that additional light, what comes into full scene, in other words, what we then recognize, what we then notice, is now established. So as we keep increasing in velocity, as we keep increasing in record time, meaning our frequency, what we then bring forth, what we then recognize, what is then available to us, is heaven's best. So allow yourselves this increase at last. So this increase, when I'm receiving this light, when I'm receiving this illuminated existence, they're saying it's helping you to change your mind. So again, when we don't see possibilities, it's like, well, I got to choose between A and B. But when we open up to our sunshine, when we open up to our heavenly exchange, suddenly options C and D present, where it was like a little too far reaching before, but now it's within easy access. So allow yourselves to be given, allow yourselves to illuminate. Again, it's sort of like, and let's go back, and let's go back, because each time we say yes, we increase even further. We allow ourselves to exist on a new energy exchange, on a new vibrational alignment, on a new ray of light that's bringing forth sacred gifting, that's bringing forth sacred treasure. So we want to remember everything that we've been store-bought, in other words, taught by, you know, well-meaning fellowship, meaning family and friends, is wonderful. But we want to remember all of us, everyone that's taught us, everything that we've learned is now being increased and multiplied, meaning that as we grow, as we consent to our light, there is a vast acceleration that presents, that supplies us. So the more that we remember love's establishment, meaning that we say yes to the light, we want to remember that we're seers. We want to remember that we're light workers. We want to remember that we're bringing in the wealth for all to avail themselves of. In other words, when we turn ourselves on, when we agree to our light, when we agree to that increase, we want to remember there's no separation. So all that is available is brought forth at last. And when we preview, in other words, when we accelerate that frequency, as others receive it, it's like we become a tuning fork. So when they think of us, when they're in their within our vicinity, they suddenly increase. When I just said when they think of us, this orb, it was so, I mean, I have blue orbs all day long, and these are the master teachers, but this blue, how do I explain it? It was like supernatural. I don't know how else to explain that. So I feel like the reason I became aware of it is so that we remember there's no separation. So we're not just affecting the grocery store person or the very next door neighbor, that as soon as someone thinks of us, they tune into the sunshine. So we want to really realize how valuable we are and how that value is going to keep increasing. Not that we're better than anyone else, it's just simply that we're waking up in time. In other words, it's simply our time to remember. But everybody's the same, and everybody's welcome, and everybody has that Christ advantage. Again, Christ, not from the religious sense, but from the heavenly increase. In other words, your I Am presence, your higher self, that we're it's just we're assuming those riches, we're assuming those possibilities, we're assuming like the light of dance. In other words, dancing with the light, aligning with the light, and allowing ourselves to proceed. So allow yourselves to be golden, allow yourselves that heavenly increase. I don't know what it is, but there's someone with like, they're saying an extraordinary problem. So whatever that problem is, remember that the light is going to help you see. So when we just think of a problem from the mind's perspective, we're just leaning on the past without the gift of full entry. In other words, without the gift of full scenery, without the gift of full consideration of what is now meant to be. So we want to remember to allow that light to shine, because it's going to give us our best advantage. It's going to give us our latest turnaround. It's going to give us our heavenly increase. So when I say our heavenly increase, that light that is just, oh my gosh, it's almost just like buzzing. It's really quite substantial. I mean, it just really, truly is. So allow yourselves to be present, allow yourselves to receive, allow yourselves to increase and claim. So again, when we're claiming it, it's not like your mind has to figure out, okay, what do I do with it? It's not that at all. You just simply vibrate to it. You simply welcome it, and it turns you on. Again, turning you on like a light bulb. You know, it's sort of like, okay, now I'm holding more light. So allow that through and through. So that means whatever is now ready to be released. So we're welcoming in new ideas. We're welcoming in new love's advantage. In other words, what we're now going to attract is going to be in alignment with this new alignment, with this frequency. But in addition, the light helps expose the trash. So this is going to be those outworn habits that we're now, sort of like have now overcome. In other words, we have enough juice, we have enough leverage, we have enough light that we can release it. So things that may have been like sticky, or we couldn't figure out how to get over an addiction or a problem, whatever, with that increase of light, we're soon to see. In other words, we have that leverage, we have that increase of power, we have that stamina by and by. So as we receive, again, we open up our higher heart, allowing our heart to glow. Remember, we're moving into a heart-centered consciousness, so we're awakening to our true alignment, to our true memory, to our sacred birthing, and allowing that to take place with ease and joy and love. And so when I'm receiving the light on everyone's behalf, oh my gosh, it's just like you're wrapped up in angel wings, and like angels are just blowing you kisses. It just feels so comforting, self-revealing, just like the best of the best of the best. And again, these blue orbs, again, we talk about these orbs. These are guides. When they're white orbs, they tend to be a relative or a friend or whatever. When I see these blue orbs, they're the master guides, but the color of this blue that's coming in today has a different hue to it. It's got like a specialness all of its own. So we'll have to look into that a little further. Receive, receive, receive. And so it is.